City 2, Arsenal 2. A 98-minute equaliser by John Stones stole what felt like a statement win from Arsenal. And it was a gut punch. Yeah, it was. But let's take a step back and look at what we're witnessing here. Haaland opened the scoring early. Classic City, right? But Arsenal, man, we didn't back down. Ricardo Calafiori scored an absolute beauty on his league debut, and then Gabriel rose up and powered a Saka corner into the net just before halftime. That's the kind of fight we've been missing for seasons. But then Trossard, red card. And not for some nasty challenge, but for kicking the ball away. Time wasting needs to be punished, fine. But are we really going to be so picky about it? The inconsistencies in how the rule is applied are maddening. We've now seen two of our lads booked for this in three games. Trossard's red left us with 10 men for the whole of the second half. Yet, despite the disadvantage, Arsenal's new steel under Arteta showed. The grit, the fight, the edge. Havertz clattering Rodri right after kickoff was a statement. We're here to fight, not just to play pretty football. It reminded me of the old Arsenal United rivalry. We're tough, belligerent, and not backing down. We know City's dominance, but the way we stood up to them in their own backyard, even with 10 men, proves that we're legit contenders this season. City spent the second half camped in our box, but our defence, with Gabriel wrestling Haaland and Timber and Calafiori toughening up at the back, refused to crumble until the very end. Those set pieces, Gabriel's goal came from yet another Saka corner. You'd think City would have been prepared after all, but we scored the most set piece goals last season. But once again, Gabriel rose highest. He's now got 14 of his 16 Premier League goals from corners. That's more than any player with 10 or more league goals. And Pep, he didn't have too many answers. City were reduced to speculative long-range shots, and the changes he made came way too late. It took far too long to bring on Grealish and Stones, and by then we'd almost pulled off an impossible defensive holdout. But that's the fine margins, isn't it? Almost. Look, this one hurts, no doubt. Stones' equaliser stunk, but the message is clear. Arsenal is here to fight. We're right there, City. We're right there. So I'm sitting here fuming, right? Sky Sport goes and asks Opta how long the ball was in play for that second half. And guess what the response was? 35 minutes. Yeah. 35 full minutes of actual football was played in the second half. And this is where it gets me. That's the most of any game this season. Not just any Arsenal game, any game in the whole league. So where in the world did he find 7 minutes of added time? You can't make this up. 35 minutes of ball being kicked around, yet they slapped on 7 extra minutes. And the whole thing stinks. It's like the refs have this Arsenal agenda. We've heard it before, but here we go again. And I know some of you are thinking, it's just football now. Every team deals with this. But let's be real, guys. This happens way too often to us. 35 minutes is the most in any game this season. Where's the so-called time-wasting narrative they love to throw our way? This thing is fishy, I beg. Feels like whenever we start looking solid and the momentum is on our side, here comes some weird decision from the officials. And don't even get me started on the PGMOL. Every other game, we're looking at baffling decisions. The other fans are seeing it too, so it's not just us, and I'm glad about that. But seriously, football is supposed to be fair, right? And at this point, I just feel like they're trying to knock us off our stride every chance they get. 7 minutes of added time. Make it make sense. So Pastor Kpoju, Kpoju Yemadi, big time Liverpool fan. Well, he's acknowledging that Arsenal might be a very good team. I mean, what's that about? You don't see too often, do you? Die hard red, tipping his hat to the Gunners. The funny bit though, Arsenal fans are quick to welcome him to the fold as if he's switching sides. But don't be fooled, Pastor Kpoju is not like that too. He's loyal to his Liverpool. Reminding everyone with a little YWNWA to let them know he's not abandoning ship. It's always cool when non-Arsenal fans give us credit though, because you know they're seeing what we've been saying all along. We sabi ball. We've been balling. Yeah, It's funny how people keep moving the goalposts when it comes to Arsenal. We've got Liverpool fans complaining, United fans chirping, and suddenly we're being compared to Atletico Madrid. And what's that even all about? Are we the team that frustrates, parks the bus, and only hits on the counter? Or are we the team that dominates possession, breaks teams down, and scores goals for fun? Atletico scored 70 goals and conceded 43 last season. Arsenal, 91 scored, 29 conceded. You do the math. What people hate is the fact that we're not getting smashed anymore. We're conceding less, we're more flexible, and we can switch it up depending on the situation. 1 minute we're solid and gritty like Atletico, and the next we're flowing and clinical like City. Few teams can boast that versatility. But instead of giving credit, rivals would rather take shots at us. They don't want to admit that we're legit contenders. So let them talk. We'll just keep doing our thing, playing the football that gets the points at the end of the day. That's a wrap for today's episode of Off Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions, or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at offgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. offgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at offgunnersng, active on Facebook at offgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at offgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Off Gunners!